We'll turn now from the San Francisco School of the Arts to a celebrated young artist in Oakland. Azaria Cole Shepherd is the city's newest youth poet laureate.
Poetry, even though it's just words, can save lives and can actively create change, or maybe the voice that people who don't have the courage to speak up can have.
Azaria has written around 400 poems. Here she is reading from her piece, "For the Black Man My Love Cannot Protect."
For the black men my love cannot protect. You are radiant. Your eloquence is the gun they swear you have when they shoot you. The speed of your tongue, a justification to stand their ground. Your existence is an antithesis of their contentment. For this world is not prepared for your potential to succeed. You are powerful. I rode BART today. As I passed Fruitvale Station, my heart dropped. I thought about Oscar and the bonding his baby girl will never experience at the hands of the bondage that took him forever. I thought about the gun and taser clothing, synonymous for the oops that follows genocide, dear black man. Your stark white smile shines like the stars and your lips curve like the crescent moon. But every time I see the night sky that is your face, the fear grows inside. You see, they shot Mike and Trayvon and Alan and Mario and Tamir and Alva and Alton. They even choked Eric, and I don't want to know what they will do to you. As the bullet penetrates this tissue, I will buy stock in tissue because these tears won't stop. And I know your tomorrow ain't promised. So today I tell you I love you. Baby mama's an MTV and even BET screaming niggas ain't shit, but you are enough. So as you pour yourself out like libations for those you have loved and lost, black man, remember you need to stand tall. They say that there is no warmth like the warmth of a mother's arms, her love a burning passion for your survival. But what does that warmth do for the cold body she caresses? She no longer wears white dresses, then bloodstains don't come out. The bleach didn't burn her skin just like this system didn't burn us, and they dare ask, are you a respectable Negro? Are you pleasant enough to only leave a few bumps and bruises when they beat you, or are you a beast? Will you break their bones like you break racial barriers and turn them against one another like stiff pages in books you have read? You are intelligent, but how exactly do you use the knowledge in your head to pass the bar whose weight we are crushing under as we wait for social change? Black man, take hold of your sisters, for this patriarchal society means us no good. When you make it to your 21st birthday, please celebrate to no end. For this is a major life event no other race will understand. Remind your sisters that they should stand tall. For we are not stepping stones towards liberation. We be the backbone that backs you up when nobody else got you, dear black man. I can continue to carve the words I love you into your skin with my eyes, but I traded my vessels for bullets I would take for you. My cries for chrome knuckles race to the sky and death for deconstruction of a system that don't want us here. So when you make it to the end of this year, you better remember this letter. For we can no longer count the number of fatalities, and I cannot claim your body in the morgue. My cold body may be the one laying right next to yours. They killed Tanisha and Sandra and Rakia and Miriam and Shelly and Diamond and Darnisha. Damn it, the list goes on, and I may be next, black man, my love. What will it take to make them see your worth? I am mourning, and in the morning I am scared you will not be here. Do you hear me, or have you silenced me like the rest of the community do? I mean, it's fine if you have. The only question that remains is, if I don't speak up for us, where does that leave you?